بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We continue the explanation on عمدة الأحكام, the reliance on the ruling. The hadith of Jabir bin Abdullah, hadith number 54, it is under the chapter of Salah's times. عن جابر بن عبد الله رضي الله عنهما أن عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه جاء يوم الخندق بعدما غربت الشمس فجعل يسب كفار قريش وقال يا رسول الله ما كنت أصلي العصر حتى كادت الشمس تغرب، فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم والله ما صليتها، قال فقمنا إلى بطحانة فتوضأ للصلاة وتوضأنا لها، فصلى العصر بعدما غربت الشمس ثم صلى بعدها المغرب. And the hadith of Jabir bin Abdullah رضي الله تعالى عنهما, he said that Umar bin Khattab, he reported that Umar bin Khattab رضي الله عنه had been cursing the pagans of Quraysh on the day of the battle of the ditch Al-Khandaq. He came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and said, Messenger of Allah, I could not say the Asr prayer till the sunset. Upon this, the Messenger ﷺ said, by Allah, I too have not observed it. So we went to a valley, and the Messenger ﷺ performed ablution, and we too performed ablution, and then the Messenger ﷺ said the Asr prayer after the sun had set, and then said the evening prayer after it. So this, the topic here is showing the manner of making up the obligatory prayers if one misses doing them in their prescribed time. This is the topic of this hadith. So here, Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu came to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Jabir, the narrator, we spoke about his biography when we talked about hadith number 35. So you can check it there, his biography. Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu anhuma. Umar also, we spoke about him in his biography in hadith number 1. So you refer to that. Now, here it is mentioned that some of the words of the hadith is Al-Khandaq, the day of the Khandaq, the day of the trench. This is the day of the Confederate attack when the Kafirs of Quraysh came with the tribes of Najd. Najd is the heart of from the heart of Arabia, and they surrounded the Medina. This is the day of the Confederate attack. And so Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu came to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam on the day of the trench after the sunset, angry. Because they distracted him from the Salat al-Asr, and so he could not pray it till after the sun had set. So he told the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and then the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he made an oath. He said also, Wallahi, by Allah, ما صليتها, meaning I also did not pray, I too have not observed it. This is what? To comfort Umar. Which was very hard upon Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So then afterwards the Prophet alayhi salatu, and he also, in order to make Umar, to make it asserted to Umar, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam swore by Allah, and he said by Allah. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the trustworthy. in order what? Again to make Umar feel comfortable regarding what happened, yani to assure him. And yani also there is in the oath when he said, by Allah I too have not observed it, this is also indication of the magnificence of delaying the salah. So the Prophet ﷺ went to the wadi, the valley of Bathan, and they made wudu. Then he prayed with the companions, led them in Salat al-Asr after Maghrib, after the sun had set. Then after he finished the making for Asr, he prayed the Maghrib. He prayed the Maghrib. Now, what are the benefits of this hadith? First benefit is the obligation to make up the missed prayers, missed fard prayers. And from the benefits is the permissibility to make an oath without being asked, if there is a benefit. Permissibility to make an oath even if someone is not asked, but this is what, this is if there is a benefit in that. The third benefit is that making the missed prayer goes in order in making it up, as long as what it is feared, it is not feared that the time of the present salah would not be missed. If someone fears that, then the present prayer must be introduced first. And the fourth benefit of this hadith is the permissibility to make dua against the tyrant and the oppressor and the mushrik. Why? Because the Prophet ﷺ did not prevent or did not denounce what Umar did. This is the benefit or the benefits of this hadith. Also, one can add also the permissibility to try to comfort the person who is touched by a calamity, to comfort him in his calamity, ease it on him. This is the hadith of Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, ma, and then inshallah ta'ala in the next chapter will be the merit of Salat al-Jama'ah and its obligation. The merit of Salat al-Jama'ah, the congregational prayer and its obligation. And this is the last hadith on the timing of Salah. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.